Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's everyone?
Great.
That's great to hear. So we begin our celebration in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In our readings today, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we are presented with the disciples who are sent by Jesus to prepare the way of the Lord, to prepare the towns and villages so that they could welcome Jesus. But those disciples are not only written in the gospel. Those disciples are you and me preparing the coming of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among the wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and stay and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you." The gospel of the Lord.
Christ. Jesus sends 72 disciples. He sends them on a mission of peace so that he could prepare the people, the villages, and the towns for his coming. A disciple is one who is sent by God so that that disciple can focus on the message of peace, on the message of love, and on the message of charity. That's why our gospel reading today speaks also about the Jubilee Year of Mercy. It's about giving the mercy rather than receiving it or being a beneficiary of that mercy. It's more of the giving. And of course, in our deanery, we are in deanery 5. I didn't get out of deanery 5. I'm from deanery 5, from Our Lady of Lourdes. I come to St. John Baptist de La Salle. It's still in deanery 5. And Deacon Sam was saying, "You are one of those priests that transfer very close. You just have to walk." Well, I didn't walk. Brothers and sisters, the beauty of it all is that Jesus sends the 72 disciples, but he gives them instructions, very important instructions. The first instruction is prayer. You have to pray to the Father. You have to pray to God, who is the harvest master, that He may send laborers into the vineyard of the Lord. When I first was reflecting upon this gospel reading, the first impression is this for those who like to become priests or enter the priesthood, the vocation of the priesthood? It's not really just for the priests. It is for all of us. That's what that 72 disciples is referring to. So he says, pray. Prayer is very important. In everything that we do, we must begin with prayer. Prayer to God. Secondly, his second instruction is quite difficult. He says, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. In other words, you must remain as a lamb, and you must be careful that you don't become wolves. You must remain as lambs, because a lamb is somebody who is gentle, somebody who is dependent on God, and somebody who will always listen to the Good Shepherd. So that's the second instruction. You must become lambs, even when you are surrounded by wolves. You must remain to be a lamb. Third instruction, the most difficult of it all, but I have experienced this way back in the Philippines. He says, your lifestyle must be simple. No sack, no body bag, no sandals, extra sandals, nothing except just your tunic. No food, nothing at all. Sometimes when we refer to this, which is the third instruction of the Lord, we say to ourselves, what happens? What if you are on the road and there's no food to eat? Which has happened to me many times in the past, because I have already celebrated my 41 years in the priesthood. So I have nine years to go to catch up with Father Bob. But that's the long way. But brothers and sisters, that's the most important. The lifestyle must be simple. In other words, that Jesus wants that disciple not to be distracted by material possessions, not to be distracted by the things of this world, but rather to focus on the kingdom of God, the reign of God, that this disciple is to prepare the people. And the next one is, he sends them two by two, in pairs. You know, in the church, it's always a work of teamwork. We work together. We don't work alone. We don't need lone rangers in the church. What's the idea between the pairs, the two by two? One preaches the word of God, and the other witnesses the truthfulness of what has been proclaimed. That's the beauty of working together. So that then, as they work together, they focus on the kingdom of God. My brothers and sisters, we are all called upon to be part of those disciples, the 72 disciples. We have to be part of that. Because how did we become part of it? By virtue of our baptism. We have been baptized so that now we have become Christians. And as Christians, we carry the name of Christ. Look at the word Christian. If you remove C-H-R-I-S-T, you remove the name of Christ, you are left with three letters. I am nothing. That's who we are. I am nobody without Christ. So we carry the name of Christ so that in the name of Christ, as every prayer in the church will always end, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the meaning of that. That in the name of Jesus, every knee must bend. Everyone must give glory and praise to God. So this morning, we ask ourselves that question. I have been baptized for so long now. What have I been doing with my Christian duty and obligation? Do I take that challenge to continue to proclaim the name of Christ, preparing people so that then they can be able to accept the reign of God, the reign of peace, the reign of love? But brothers and sisters, we pray at this Mass that we all may be able to take that challenge and really say to ourselves, I am a Christian. I must bring the name of Christ. Allow His name to be honored and praised by everyone. Amen.